There continues to be a flow of refugees from Afghanistan to Pakistan because of conflict, drought, and hunger. But there are also Afghans determined to go home. In the past week, UN officials have counted as many as 4,000 people a day crossing at the Torkham border gate, and they estimate the same number may be going by unofficial routes. NPR's Anne Garrels reports from Pakistan's northwest frontier province.
21-year-old Akmal Rauf is one of the estimated 3 million Afghans who sought refuge in Pakistan. Once solidly middle class, Akmal now struggles to get by. He's worked to support his family since he was 13, but he managed to graduate top of his high school class. However, as an Afghan, he's not eligible for a state-subsidized university place, and he can't afford the fees. He hopes to go home to Kabul University to finish his education. But for now, he says it's too risky.
We are not sure that the interim government that is now in Afghanistan could bring complete safe for all Afghans or could bring peace in our country.
Akmal says he understands Afghan refugees have put huge strains on local resources, but he begs that Pakistani authorities be patient.
They need to keep us for some more time. Then we're going to go all back. We are happy to go back. We are not happy to be here. But they need to keep us for some more time.
At the Torkham border crossing, the main route to Kabul, there's a steady stream of Afghans heading home. But they're mainly lone men who are leaving their families in Pakistan while they check on conditions. 45-year-old Sherwalan Nouri trudges across the border. His features are chiseled, his hair hennaed in honor of the Prophet Muhammad. Though now only a day laborer, he was trained as an engineer. He says Afghan leader Hamid Karzai is the best thing to have happened in a long time.
Yes, inshallah.
This is a good chance for us to rebuild Afghanistan, and definitely God has provided us an opportunity to go there and construct our country.
In a couple of weeks, after organizing somewhere to live, Sherwalan Nouri plans to come back for his family. But once these refugees cross over into Afghanistan, the Pakistan government makes it very difficult for them to return, demanding bribes at best. So this is a huge gamble for the refugees. Sherwalan Nouri will have to come back illegally over the mountains to escort his wife and children. While always an arduous trip because of the rough mountainous terrain, there's a new obstacle. For the first time, Pakistani troops are monitoring the border. On the lookout for terrorists trying to sneak across, they also stop ordinary people. The refugees get it coming and going. Though Pakistan has made it clear it wants these Afghans to leave as soon as possible, border guards regularly shake them down, demanding bribes to transport household goods. Mary McMakin, an aid worker, escorts three families to smooth their passage.
It's not easy because of all the harassment from officials. It's just incredibly, you know, and they want to make you think that you're not going to make it. You know, they want to make you think that they're going to turn you back at the last minute. It's just...
These families of rug makers have three looms in their truck. With their lucrative skills, these aren't the Afghans Pakistan wants to get rid of, but the Karzai government has successfully lured them home. Mary McMakin watches as the truck approaches the border crossing.
It looks like it, but don't say anything until they get through that gate. I never anticipate anything. You never know what's going to happen in the last 2 seconds. See, now they're stopped. Why are they stopped? What's happened?
The families are perched atop their belongings, the women in veils surrounded by squirming children. The gate finally opens, and they're back home. Anne Garrels, NPR News, at the Torkham border crossing, Pakistan.